While millions of dollars and lots of attention are being spent on the state's second congressional district race, the contest for Maine's other House seat has barely made any noise at all. As Mal Leary reports, that's because political observers just don't see the race as being in play.
Anything on your mind? I'm running for re-election. Just kind of interested in what people are thinking about.
Campaigning at Becky's Diner on the Portland waterfront, incumbent Congresswoman Shelley Pingree is reluctant to interrupt customers as they eat breakfast and drink their morning coffee. But she does listen as they bring up issues they are concerned about, such as the redevelopment of the former Naval Air Station in Brunswick.
We worked on some of the early legislation on that, and it's one of the biggest success stories of a rapid turnover of a base that, in my opinion, shouldn't have closed. But once it did, I mean, people got in there right away.
Pingree says it took bipartisan cooperation to put together the redevelopment plan for the base, and that while she is a liberal and has pushed a progressive agenda in Congress, she has worked with Republicans on several issues. With a seat on the powerful Appropriations Committee, she's influenced funding for a wide array of programs, such as an agricultural initiative to help farmers sell directly to consumers. And Pingree says there are a lot of other issues that demand attention.
Global warming, the cost of education, international terrorism. I mean, there's a lot on our plates, and each one of us goes to Congress trying to decide what we think is the right thing to do and how best to represent the people who elected us.
Mark Holbrook, I'm running for Congress, John.
Pleasure to meet you.
My pleasure.
Her Republican opponent, psychologist Mark Holbrook, won a narrow primary election over a mainstream Republican by campaigning among party activists and spending a lot of time meeting one-on-one with voters. Holbrook's a conservative and proud of it. When speaking with voters, he talks about his fiscal conservatism, about the need to crack down on immigration, and he champions the free market system as the best way to create jobs. He says Pingree is too partisan and liberal for the district.
If they are interested in raising taxes on the middle class and the elderly, they're going to vote for Pingree. I'm none of those things.
Holbrook supports Donald Trump's candidacy and has appeared with him at campaign events in Maine. He says Pingree supports Hillary Clinton, whose election, he believes, would be a disaster.
The differences couldn't be more stark. If they want to do something that's going to help themselves personally and help the state move forward, they're going to vote for me. If they want the status quo, if they want a rubber stamp for, God forbid, Hillary Clinton getting in office, they're going to vote for Pingree.
But Pingree is leading comfortably in the public polls and has yet to spend very much of the hundreds of thousands of dollars in her campaign war chest. Holbrook has raised a fraction of that amount and is not getting the support of the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee that incumbent Bruce Poliquin is getting in the 2nd District. Political analysts say Holbrook has little chance of winning the race. Tony Corrado is a government professor at Colby College.
We have a very well-established incumbent who is well-known, is well-funded, really doesn't have any types of major policy votes or policy positions that tend to be out of line with her constituency.
And University of Maine political science professor Mark Brewer says the odds are stacked against any Republican in the 1st District.
Demographics just make it very difficult for Republican to win that district. It's a highly Democratic district. It gets more Democratic each cycle.
But Holbrook is undeterred by the odds. He says his campaign has hundreds of volunteers working to support his candidacy and that he has a strategy that can win. Pingree says she takes nothing for granted and will be campaigning hard across the district up to Election Day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.